interested in knowing where to go, what to try, and how to give back throughout the Treasure Coast? Then you've found the right show. The Treasure Coast Insider with host Anna Valencia Tillery from White Glove Moving and Storage. Also, be sure to check out our past shows and live links online at treasurecoastinsider.us. Now, here's your happy hostess with the mostest, Anna Valencia Tillery. Take it away, girl.
Well, friends, we are just chugging right along. The month of March is here. There's so many terrific things to explore and do throughout the Treasure Coast in these first few months. We call it peak season around here, and primarily because the weather is just so beautiful. And we don't want to keep you trapped inside. That's why today's guest is going to give you not one, but 3 days of fun, which is super exciting. And before I introduce him, though they are a friend of the show, I do want to give a shout out to Foxy Nails, two locations. I bet we're going to see a lot of St. Patrick's Day inspired nail art at the upcoming River Days of Sebastian, if I had to guess, right? But at Foxy's, walk-ins are always welcome. You can bring the kiddos, men too. They love themselves some pedicures. It's just truly a very friendly, welcoming space. Have a little complimentary soda or glass of wine while you get manicures, pedicures. They do lash extensions. They do it all. They're over in the Fresh Market Plaza here in Vero. Then they have a second location off of Seaway Drive in St. Lucie. So just know they embrace themes, and I'm sure we're going to see a lot of St. Patty's Day nails. Now, River Days of Sebastian is celebrating 10 years. Where did the time go? I love that I was there for the inaugural and along for the ride ever since. So in the studio, he's a very busy man this time of year. He's our co-chair of River Days 2025, Mark Gingras. He's not only a very community-oriented realtor extraordinaire, yet you have a heart for giving back. And with your fellow Rotarians and other community members, you all came together to make it a mission to raise dollars for all the youth sports in North County of Indian River. Isn't that the case?
That is the case. I mean, we've done really well in starting out this whole event. It's kind of an offshoot of the Clam Bake,
right?
From November. Clam Bake they promote building hard surfaces, basketball courts, but they don't give basketballs.
They don't give cleats.
They don't do anything, you know, so like that. So the idea was to give the kids, students and athletes, as well as clubs, other clubs, the means to be able to travel, to be able to have basketballs, to be able to have shirts, jerseys, things they need other than the court or the football field or whatever they need.
Yeah, that's just one component. Now we got to make it complete.
It is. And it's amazing. It's 10 years. I've been involved since day one and chaired this for a very long time and hope to retire as chair fairly soon.
Sure. That's so adorable.
And and still help out. And our club, our Sebastian Rotary Club, or the Rotary Club of Sebastian, it's through our foundation as well. But the club itself has over 30 members, and they're very involved with this, as well as my committee, and a few people that aren't in the club that are also volunteering their time. So it's really important to our community to get out there and help these students. But the big thing for us is to put on a good event.
Right, right. And interestingly enough, if I am correct, a lot of these clubs that are going to benefit from those dollars of a successful event come in and put sweat equity into the weekend.
Yeah, it's one of our requirements that we've always felt that you needed to have skin in the game to be able to get some money. So the way we distribute the money is basically as long as everybody does the same thing, and this year we have 7 beneficiaries, everybody does the same thing, then they all get the same amount of money. And if somebody, for some reason, can't do what they said they were going to do, or somebody, another club, does more than they were going to do, they'll get a little extra money or a little less money. But basically, over the years, we've given $326,000 away.
So that's awesome.
Ten years. Hopefully, we'll be over
350. This is our 10th year, yeah.
And it's been fun, and the weather's been, hopefully, it will cooperate for us. We have a lot of new things this year that we, changing this over to more of a hometown fair type thing. So things like Sunday morning, we're having a pancake breakfast at 9 o'clock.
We love pancakes. Obviously, my producer loves pancakes too. Mm-hmm. She's very excited.
Mm-hmm. And for $10, you get a nice big plate of food, and you can enjoy, get started off for the day. And that same day on Sunday, this is both on Sunday, we have a car show starting at 10. So you can go get some pancake breakfast, go to the car show.
Burn off all those calories. It's a win-win.
Absolutely. And then in the afternoon at 1 o'clock, we have an excellent band coming into play from 1 to 5. They're actually playing four sets. That band, if I remember the name right, is Switch. So each time they go in to each set, they change their clothes and they play a new genre of music.
Oh, fun!
Should be fun.
Yeah, they switch it up.
The other bands, of course, we have this year, we start on Friday, the 14th. And we start with, for band-wise, we start with Chemistry on Friday night.
Okay, very cool. The ultimate 80s music experience, friends.
Yeah, so we have, and then we have two bands on Saturday, which will be fantastic. The Penny Hill Creek Band, and then Alan Ronco. I would say Wonko, but it's Ronco.
Yeah.
Band, who's very good. But the other thing that's kind of interesting this year, we wanted to spruce it up a little bit more. So we brought food trucks back. We had gotten rid of a few food trucks. Now we have the culinary arts students cooking in the kitchen.
Which is so special.
It is. And
do they have some signature dishes? Because years ago, this kind of stemmed from shrimp, and now it's morphed. So what are they focusing on?
So two of the shrimp dishes we have still is we have a wood-fired pizza oven, which we'll have the shrimp scampi pizza, which is always a big seller.
Yep.
And then we'll have a shrimp roll. That's also a very big seller. So the two shrimp items we have left are there. And then we also have a smash burger, some other food as well for younger kids. We have hot dogs with chili and things. So everything's priced under $10.
Nice.
So then the food trucks, we have six food trucks that'll be there Friday, Saturday, and then four on Sunday.
Okay.
And also one dessert truck, or actually two dessert trucks, sort of. One truck's a Kona Ice.
Yeah.
So you have the ice.
Always refreshing.
Yep. And we have another one that's new this year. He's just starting a new one out. He's actually from Sebastian. It's a sweet or savory crepes food truck. So that sounds really interesting. It'll be his first show from what I understand. So hopefully he'll do really well.
Right. He's going to be thrown into the masses because Sebastian really does come together beautifully for community events.
That's right. And mm-hmm. we have a full slate. You know, they're just nice having all this food there. We also have, of course, beer there and our beer trucks. And we have soda, water, wine. This year we have wine.
Oh, okay.
White and a red wine, as well as White Claw, I think. What's that? Seltzer.
A little seltzer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hard seltzer. And with all those things, we have, of course, the vendors that are out there every year. And they're
so you can do a little strolling and a little shopping.
That's correct. The other thing that we kind of finally get taken care of, and we're trying to make it bigger next year, this year a little bit smaller, but we have Route 1 Motorsports coming down to exhibit boats and side-by-sides and four-wheelers. That'll be on Sebastian Boulevard. Hopefully we'll have a number of boats and other things that they'll be down there for people to look at, especially on Sunday when we have the car show there from 10 to 2.
Yeah, you're in that mindset. I'm taking a peek. I'm making notes. Now, I'm also seeing that there's going to be a farmer's market that's on Sunday.
There is. We're doing a farmer's market, and we're looking for more people to sign up for that.
Okay.
And that's a kind of something new we're trying to do. I believe we're limiting it to either 10 or 20 vendors. And it's not much money. I think it's $50 or $75 to get in. It's right on our website. Or actually, go to eventbrite.com. Or click on our Facebook page. I think we have links to it. But you fill it out online and along with the chili contest and also the pie baking contest.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Okay.
Good old fair food. I mean, fair stuff.
Best chili contest. So these are bragging rights then.
Yeah, absolutely. And what they'll do with the pies, I think they're going to be baking two pies. And then we're going to be collecting raffle tickets for the other pies that aren't tasted. So we have pies that we're going to raffle off, I think.
I love that.
You can buy a raffle ticket, and we're not looking for a pile of money off of it. It's more just for fun.
Yeah.
And it's always raising money for the kids. And then we'll have some of the students that'll be in the helping out with those items as well. The chili contest, that's the same thing. We're going to do the chili contest.
And that's Saturday.
It's Saturday.
Yeah. So pie Sunday with the farmer's market.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
And I just heard on another broadcast that we are like up 10% in local farms.
I would say so. I mean, I know a lot of, you go to the farmer's market and get wonderful produce. And it's not
incredible.
It's a little bit more money, but it's fresh. It's available. It's
and by like, supporting local and Florida grown, we have the opportunity to help ensure that they are able to stay around longer because these farms are oftentimes under 50 acres. So it's not in the mass production side of things whatsoever.
Well, that's it right there. I think the farmer's market is something we're trying to do. And like I said, we're trying to do more of a fair and a family event. We'll have a kids space. Home Depot will be there on Saturday for the kids.
Oh, building the little projects.
Mm-hmm. So that's another fun thing we're doing. We're doing face painting. We'll have the clown there that's going to be doing the balloon thing. I mean, there's a lot of things going on that you can have fun to just come do as a family. And we're trying to keep, again, the prices down for people to be able to enjoy it, but also trying to raise money for the students because they do need this money. It's a pay-as-you-go kind of thing. So
yeah.
But anyway, the other thing, too, is just real quick on the food trucks. If we got time.
We do. Yeah.
All right. The food trucks. I just said we had a list on the food trucks. These are well known, I think, food trucks in the area. One of them's Len and Ten. They're kind of an American bistro kind of thing. They're they make a cheese steak. It's not a steak. No, I'm sorry, steak and cheese because it's not a true cheese steak.
Ah, how interesting! I love when they get all politically correct.
Yes. And then we have another. Called Street Cuisine. He has what he calls a chalkboard. So every time he goes someplace, he always writes on his chalkboard what he's serving.
Very cool.
And he basically can cook anything. He's a very good chef. And then 40 South is Southern, or not Southern food, but just what it says, 40 South. Off the Hook can cook most anything. I think they have burgers and things like that.
They do good quesadillas too.
Fish, I think. Yep. Then the crepes. And then we have Space Coast Tots. I don't know if you've ever had them or not. They're out of Palm Bay.
Right.
Yeah, they are. They take tots and they put on top of them. They'll make a. If you ever had the, what's it called? Well, anyway, they pull like pulled pork on top and gravy on
well,
top of tots.
Well, experimenting.
I mean, it's just
that sounds
to die
so
for,
Michigan.
You know?
It's you know? But everything poutine. Smothered in gravy.
Poutine. They do the poutine, which is the curds and the gravy.
Oh. Really, I'm familiar.
I was from like right next door to a lot of French Canadians, and then of course Cone and Ice. So it should be fun for the food trucks. And then with all the food we have plenty of food. Then we have plenty of beer, plenty of soda, plenty of water, and the music and the vendors, and then a couple other things going on with the boat show / motor sports.
Right.
So I don't side by sides. Yeah, toys side
toys.
By sides. You have to check them all out brand new.
Toys know? With engines.
And I understand
the motors.
I understand they've sold a lot of boats in Sebastian and Vero. So he's looking forward to seeing people from Vero come up to Sebastian to check out some of the new products they have.
It's a hop, skip, and a jump. And there's so much great parking because this is going to be right there at the Riverview Park.
That's correct. Yep.
Right. So right off US 1, easy accessibility. So Friday it kicks off at 3 p.m., 3 to 8. Saturday all day, 10 to 8. Sunday 9 to 5. Now, if folks are coming and really wanting to embrace that live music aspect of it, should they maybe be bringing their own lawn chair or something like that?
I would. We're going to have stand up tables for people to stand up and lean on and have their beer and their food. We'll also have sit down tables in a banquet area that we've had the last few years.
Sure.
But yeah, bring a lawn chair if you want to sit there for a little bit and enjoy yourself. We have all the music is excellent. It's going to be really good this year. We also have a sound guy. A new sound guy, sign person, that's doing the sound for us. And he's out of Grant. He did the sound for us at our Hullabaloo in December. And I mean, you walk down the sidewalk and you think it's the radio playing and you turn around and it's the band.
Oh,
it was
wow.
That good. He was doing such a great job of mixing that music. So I can only expect that that's just going to take it and raise it up a level.
It takes the energy up. It does. You add music to anything and it just creates a better atmosphere. So it's entirely free for
absolutely
all three
free.
Days.
Yeah, free to come in. The only thing we'd like you to do is
bring a little bit of cash.
Bring some cash to buy some beer, some wine.
Will there be an
water.
On-site ATM if needed?
Yes, there will. There'll be ATMs there. Mm-hmm. And we do the ticket, buy tickets. Tickets are $1 a piece. And everything's sold. Our stuff. food trucks are all going to be cash. But,
okay.
But our beer and wine and food in our kitchen. So our kitchen, I shouldn't say kitchen, it's actually called Sharky's, Sebastian River High School, Sharky's Cafe Riverside.
Ah.
Because they have a cafe out to the high school that we they're not open only for like little private functions if you get a hold
within the high school mm-hmm. itself.
Yes.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, it's really nice. They're very good out there. The kids are learning all the time. Part of the whole culinary experience for these young people are having chefs around them, like my cohort in this is Jerry, and Derek's a 20 plus year experienced chef.
I was gonna say he's been around for a minute with this organization. Very, very cool.
Has. And he
came up with the shrimp scampi flatbread, didn't
right.
he?
No, yeah, the shrimp scampi, and the sauce is a special sauce that he makes that's not doesn't have to be refrigerated. It's gluten free, dairy free.
So this is so good for you, friends. You That's know. What I'm hearing. That's yeah. what I'm hearing. So it's riverdaysfl.com. Riverdays, days with an S. Riverdaysfl.com. You can check out the schedule there. And you could potentially become a vendor right from that same spot. Or
yeah, we're
Google it on Eventbrite.
Yeah, Eventbrite is for the pie contest, the chili contest, and the farmer's market.
Okay, so right. that's where you have
yeah.
to go for
next
that.
Year we'll have the other vendors as well there. But currently the other vendors, main vendors, have to submit an application and so on and so forth. So we have to stop that at some point. So we're stopping that this Wednesday. We're pretty well full of very nice stuff. Some of the stuff.
Oh, really yeah. Nice. From what's available for purchase.
Yes. Yeah, from the vendors. And, people's wallets aren't bulging with money like they were a few years ago, but it's the vendors, they're here, they're not trying to gouge everybody, but they're trying to make a buck.
They're and, all still reasonably priced.
Some
Every
of the stuff
year
is
gone.
Some of the stuff yeah. is really nice, and it is not cheap. It's high quality. There's other stuff in there that's going to be your jewelry that, you know, it's not expensive, but it's designed not to be expensive.
Right. You know, so. Yeah. Well, and we want that. We want it to be very approachable. And of course, there's a tremendous amount of sponsors that help bring it all together. In particular, of course, the Schmidt Community Foundation, Napier and Rollins, the Sebastian Rotary Club, the City of Sebastian, and Dynamic Sound Solutions. We'll give some shout outs to others once we get back from a short commercial break. I do want to give a shout out to our friends at Union Home Mortgage, Shannon and Lucy. They love the Treasure Coast. They love to support. They give complimentary consultations. So it's tax time. You might be getting back a little chunk of change. You might want to invest it in home ownership, upsize, downsize. Obviously, Mark has lots of tips and some secrets when it comes to great properties here throughout the Treasure Coast and in particular up in the Sebastian area. But Shannon and Lucy, together as a team, more than 30-something years in the business, and they would love to be able to help you with any questions as you consider home ownership and adding to your portfolio. So thank you to Union Home Mortgage. There's more in store with Where to Go, What to Try, and How to Give Back throughout the Treasure Coast. I'm Anna Valencia Tillery. Don't go anywhere.
Don't settle for fancy nails. Get Foxy Nails. Located on Miracle Mile in the Fresh Market Plaza, Foxy Nails is the premier nail salon of Vero, offering everything from manicures to pedicures and even private parties for all. Ladies, guys, and kids too. Open 7 days a week and walk-ins welcome. Get Foxy Nails, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
Big news, Treasure Coast. Your favorite mortgage team just got even better. Introducing the same trusted faces you know and love, now with Union Home Mortgage.
Hi, this is Shannon Pohl.
Hi, this is Lucy Cranker.
And these high-producing team members bring decades of experience, unwavering honesty, and hearts of gold to every home loan. And here's the best part. Same local processing, underwriting, and appraisers you rely on. Contact Union Home Mortgage.
Visit us online at shannoncpohl.com
and lucycranker.com.
Ladies and gents, have your hair look its best by going to True Color Salon and Spa. Open 6 days a week, offering evening hours. There's a stylist for every budget and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Discover your true colors, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
Experience the magic of Hollywood's golden age. Riverside Theater presents Singin' in the Rain.
Good morning. Good morning. filled with every memorable moment from the classic 50s film and a downpour of unforgettable songs. The greatest movie musical of all time is splashing onto the stage at the beautiful Riverside Theater. Singin' in the Rain is now playing, and you can get your best seats now at the box office or online at riversidetheater.com.
Hey, you! Host your very own show every week at Evergreen Media Network in Vero Beach. Go live to YouTube and Facebook with up to 4 people and your very own producer. Be heard on more than 15 podcast platforms and local radio. All you have to do is show up and talk. Your guests can join from anywhere in the world. It's easy to get started with the largest podcast studio on the Treasure Coast. Contact Evergreen Media to tour the studio.
Are you getting ready to move? Then call White Glove Moving and Storage for peace of mind, knowing our trained team will help with as much or as little as you need done. With a crew of 50 and a fleet of 15, our A-plus rated, award-winning company provides local and nationwide moving along with climate and humidity-controlled storage, date flexibility, and affordability. When you want it done right, choose White Glove. Visit us online at whiteglovesa.com or call 866-GLOVE-10 for your complimentary survey today.
Welcome back, friends. Anna Valencia Tillery, your happy hostess with the mostest. Shout out to True Color Salon and Spa. Yes, it's in Vero, yet it is the largest salon in the Treasure Coast, more than 6,000 square feet. They have weekend and evening hours, and they do more than just hair, though they do have stylists for every type of hair and every budget. They have massage packages, skincare, nails, you name it. True Color Salon and Spa with a 100% customer satisfaction guarantee. So try something new, and if it just isn't for you, they will tweak it accordingly. How nice is that, right? Also, of course, White Glove Moving and Storage. I'm so proud of the work my team does. If you know of anyone planning on some renovations, we come, we pack everything up, we give you some climate and humidity controlled storage, as little or as long as you need. We bring everything back, we assemble it for you. At White Glove, we really strive to make moving easy and cost effective. I know I had the pleasure of moving Mark a couple years back, and I mean, the team... We care about what we're doing, and we love giving back to the community, and we're proud to be able to help support River Days of Sebastian yet again this year for our 10th anniversary.
Yeah, it's been great. I mean, having all the support from the community and the business people is probably one of the biggest and proud things I think.
It's rewarding, yeah.
It is, and sometimes you get some recognition from it by your peers, which is, to me...
In the form of business. I know I personally love... when I do business with other businesses that give back.
Yeah, and I think our Schmidt Community Fund is from my parent company. They have given, I believe, over $10,000 now in the last, more than $10,000 in the last 5 years. They cut a check every year for $2,500.
Beautiful.
So that's huge. I support them, and they support us. They're a 501c3, just like we are in our inner. So big shout out to them. They're not listening, but that's okay. They're
that's
up in Michigan.
That's all right.
They're super,
and
they're super
and
nice.
The Coldwell Banker family, you've been a part of Coldwell Banker Paradise now how long?
12 years.
12 years? A dozen years.
Yeah.
Happy anniversary.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. In fact, it's, last Saturday was my first of March.
Wow, sir.
So it's been great. I mean, I've got a good ride up there. Nice folks. As you see people coming and going, you miss people that you've worked with, of course. And mm-hmm. I've been getting pretty old, so I've worked with a lot of people, and my brain's full of too much information. But anyway, I want to shout out to some of the sponsors. Some of the big ones are the Ice Shanty, which is a new venture with one of our Rotarians, as well as Napier Rollins. Napier Rollins, Michelle is our Rotary Club member. Vandevorde and Hall Law, PL, and Advanced Plumbing, which is, I don't know if you've ever had them. I've used them myself.
Oh, good.
Like you. Mm-hmm. MN Worldwide up in MCO. He's just a great guy. He does a lot of things for nonprofits in the
Michael
area.
Michael loves to print stuff.
Yes, he does.
Including my White Glove Love t-shirts.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And then Prime Air Conditioning and Heating, another big sponsor of ours. They sponsor not only this event, I think every event they sponsor for us now. So I really appreciate all those things.
Well, and of course, we had talked about there being this little, beverage garden. And so JJ Taylor's on there, the Sebastian Daily, and of course, the Sebastian River Area Chamber. Three days long, all next weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
It's free entry.
Free! Come play with us. It's going to be great.
Have some fun.
Until next week. Cheers. Thanks, Mark.
Thank you.